Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielma, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
It's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. We got our first-round mock draft that will absolutely mean nothing. But what it does is it eats up a segment of a sports radio show. So we're going to do that, try to have some fun with it.
We should be partially informed.
Yeah.
Having Mike Renner and Brad Evans on earlier this week. So if we just
and
listen
Aaron
to their...
Lemming.
Aaron Lemming, too. Listen to their advice. I'm going to whisper Kyle Pitts into your ear because you have pick four, and I need that to happen. So don't mess that up.
Yeah, because Trevor's got pick three, which now all of a sudden, is it Mac Jones? Is it Trey Lance?
Is it Aaron Rodgers?
Is it Justin Fields? Is it Aaron Rodgers going to San Francisco?
First of all, we've never in the like 7 year history of doing this between Tay and JT.
I know where you're going.
Have allowed trades.
I know. I think we should.
Well, we could.
I think we should. Because at that four spot with Atlanta, although I'm gonna be honest. When we do these, I am drafting from not the heart, but the mind. Because I'm just going to say, okay, well, this is, like, for instance, I don't have Cincinnati. You do. But I would be like Penei Sewell all day. Now, you may go with
Jamar Chase,
which he's getting all the odds right now on the betting sites that that's going to be the pick. But if I'm Cincinnati and I can get a 10-year tackle that's going to be a Pro Bowler for six of those, we don't know for sure, but if that's the projection, and I had Anthony
not get
Munoz,
my dude killed,
yeah, right,
like he did last year,
then I am. You talk about just saying, okay, I got my left tackle for the next 10 years. Now we work on everything else. And by the way, just Matt Rhule in Carolina, he's putting together a pretty good defense and a pretty good team. I think Carolina in a couple of years could be really, really fantastic. So
is it bad that I only know Anthony Munoz from those beer commercials where they say he was one of like three Hispanic NFL players with the music in the background?
No, because that's just how young you are, and it's good to be young. It's good to be young. But he was a
ball. Was Roberto Garza ever on one of those?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
thought so.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good times there. Thank goodness for beer commercials.
Second of all, I reverse engineered this from the Derek getting the Bears pick on back.
Oh.
So this was not a conspiracy for me to get the first overall selection here.
And I get
you
Arizona.
You do need to
16.
Have a conspiracy to let Justin Fields slide all the way down to 20.
And imagine my excitement after all week thinking that the Cardinals picked 18th. I don't know why I kept thinking that. And they're at 16. I'm like, wow, in my mind, I woke up today and we just improved two spots. So I'm all about that as we go along. All right, so we'll get to all that, but we've got still plenty to talk about when it comes to Illinois basketball. I don't even know how to say this since it's not official, but I'm just going to say it. Orlando Antigua is gone to Kentucky, and Derek Piper reported today that
I'm glad you said it, so I didn't have to.
I'll say it.
I've already pretty much said
Orlando
it,
so. Antigua is gone, and Chin Coleman's probably 90% gone. He's going to meet with Josh Whitman and Brad Underwood tomorrow and go from there. But we touched on this in the first hour. I know a lot of you have weighed in as we roll along here. A couple of you have said something similar to the fact that Kentucky and Illinois will meet next year in the NCAA tournament. You know that's automatic. A few of you have said that there was a rift between Stephen Gentry and Chin Coleman or Orlando Antigua. I don't know what you want to talk about on stuff like that, Derek. So a lot of times, I'm not going to sit here and say I protect Derek Piper because he's a big boy. But you are.
No, you're that Pro Bowl left tackle. LT.
In a sense, you are a guy that has a connection, and I don't. I don't if I say something that upsets Chin Coleman, it's not the end of the world, although I still owe him a beer. He bought me a beer once. But, you know, you, on the other hand, are talking to these guys all the time and have to maintain a relationship. So there are things that you tell Trevor and I behind the scenes that we don't bring up on the radio, and it's for good reason. And I don't feel like I'm doing any disservice to anyone by not doing that, by the way. I mean, I've been in this business too long now to become an a-hole and just start scorch earth, you know, on different things. But could that be a situation with Stephen Gentry coming in, or are we overthinking this to the point that it's Kentucky and they're going to pay Orlando Antigua exactly what Illinois was going to pay him? And let's be frank, you probably have a better chance of winning a national title at Kentucky than you do at Illinois.
A lot of people would agree with you.
I wish that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
And I've said since I was 20 years old, and I watched the Flying Illini team that was composed of every athlete from the state of Illinois. From that moment on, from 19-year-old Lante to this 50-year-old Lante, I've said it 100 times, Illinois, if the kids would stay home, could be a factor in the national title race every other year, if not every year. So it's not that I don't think Illinois can win a national title, but certainly the records show that Kentucky has more.
I get that. And the pedigree certainly speaks to that. Now, I would say if you're looking at it just for next season, and again, if you were able to get Kofi back and say you were also able to land Trey Mitchell. So you got Trey Mitchell at the four, you got Kofi at the five. Ooh. With Payne, with Curbelo, with Trent, with DeMonte. If Hutch is healthy, Coleman Hawkins is in the mix, Grandison, like there's a lot there where you would be, in my opinion, based on what I can see on Kentucky's roster right now, in a lot better spot to make a run next year. And you could be, while you wouldn't have Io as that headliner, I mean, Kofi would be a headliner.
Yeah, big time.
But you wouldn't have a first-round pick like that in Io. Maybe you're not the one seed coming out of the Midwest, but you would have that chance to make a deep run. So, but bottom line is, I don't think, you said it perfectly, don't overthink it with Orlando.
Okay.
It was simply, he has history with Kentucky. Cal said, I need you, and that was it.
Okay.
Based on what I've heard.
Book closed.
Now, with Chin, I think that his is more complicated.
Okay.
And I have spoken to the fact that him and Orlando are very, very tight and work really closely together as far as their efforts on the recruiting trail. It's no secret that you just look at the top targets on Illinois' board, and one of those guys is the lead recruiter on Illinois' from Illinois' standpoint.
Yeah.
So with Orlando no longer there, I think that makes it a tougher spot for Chin to be in. Not that they couldn't bring in someone else to be a talent getter next to him. Is there some things going on behind the scenes with the staff as far as a rift? Yeah, there's some of that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to divulge too much into that. I'm not going to out anybody on that sense. It's just stuff that I've heard. How uncommon is that based on other staffs? I'm sure some of that is out there.
Yeah.
But
that darn Jeff Alexander causing rifts.
Right.
I kid.
No, he's a good guy. Mari Simon said.
Totally kid.
I don't know how much that's moving the needle. I don't buy it at all as far as that's why Orlando Antigua is leaving. Could that be a thought in Chin's mind as he weighs everything ultimately? I could see some of that, yes.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's not easy to do, but sometimes you have to look at it from the other side. And if you're Chin Coleman or Orlando Antigua and you have a chance to go to a place that traditionally has been a powerhouse, it is a blue blood. It is one of the blue bloods that has won multiple national titles. Maybe it just sounds like a better job. I mean, it could be that simple, right? It doesn't mean that if ESPN Radio, or I don't know, if KMOX, that's the better reference, who I've always dreamed of working in St. Louis, if KMOX called me today and said, listen, we want you to come down and pair with Klaibs and do a show every night, or pair with Kevin Wheeler and do a show every night in St. Louis. I mean, would I move? No, I own a business here and I'm not going to do that. But the point is, that means I have no issues with Stevie J broadcasting. I love Stevie. I love working with you. I love working with Trevor, even though he's a Cubs fan. And now there's Hans, though.
That is the riff.
Hans would be. There you go. I just found it. Never mind. I dug deep in that wormhole. But no, seriously. Like, so if I took the job at KMOX, it's not because I don't like where I'm at now or have an issue with you guys. It's that
right.
I see that as a step up at KMOX and a chance to work with a guy like Mike Claiborne, who I've known for a long time. Now, I don't have the same relationship that Cal and O have, but I don't know. Maybe that's a bad analogy. But I'm with you on the fact that close the book on Orlando Antigua. Don't think anything other than he spent a lot of time coaching with John Calipari. It's Kentucky. And he's going to make a lot of money.
The spot where he raised a title banner in three Correct. Final fours.
Correct. So,
and his daughter went to school there.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Okay. So, and again, I'm with Illinois fans in the sense that, look, if we found out today that Orlando Antigua was named the head basketball coach at Clemson, I don't know, we'd all be excited for him.
Yes.
But so I understand why there's some animosity saying, well, gosh dang it, you don't have to leave to go to Kentucky. But I also am not mad at Orlando Antigua. I'm just, I just, maybe I should be, but I'm not.
No, I'm with you on that. 100%.
Okay. Now, Chen, I don't know. Maybe he's mad I didn't buy him a beer. Maybe it comes down to that. That should
we
be
can
the
blame you for that.
Should be the headliner of your next article.
Okay.
A beer.
Sources say.
A beer breaks up an Illinois football or Illinois basketball
Can
program.
You be the subject and the source? Because you just told me the story, so you're the source. You're also the subject.
That's big right there to have both a subject and a source.
But see, that would be like me saying, I'm no longer going to work here because Lon went to KMOX and I want to follow him.
Yeah, that's true.
Where I think there's a little more of an annoyance, at least in my opinion.
Good point.
Like, really? Like, you can't function at SJ Broadcasting without Lon?
That's a great point.
But I don't know everything, so.
Well, and it's, you know, maybe there's something, too, that Chen doesn't want to be the lead recruiter. You know, that he's happy in his role. Although, I don't know that
I'm
you
sure
wouldn't call him a lead recruiter.
Yeah, they're both lead guys.
Say, he's gotten plenty of time.
Now, we talk about this because Curbelo's the lead guard. Can there be two lead guards? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, those two guys. So Orlando is the domino that kind of affects what Chen sees as far as what's at Illinois, what's at Kentucky. Again, like I said, if O leaves, all of a sudden, go back to Illinois where O's not there anymore. There could be some stuff going on behind the scenes that needs to be resolved or is an issue. Or I can go to Kentucky where O is now there, Cal is there, and it's Kentucky. And when you think about, like, this is the reality of recruiting. Now, both those guys have done very well recruiting at Illinois.
Sure.
And that's not to say they wouldn't. Them leaving is a doubt on their end that they couldn't keep that up.
Yeah.
But you know as well as I do or anybody out there, as far as Chen, let's say Chen is starting all over and recruiting Ty Washington. Ty, why don't you come to Illinois? All right, I need to hear a little bit more. Tell me about Illinois. Well, we're a one seed. We developed Io. Adam, we were at 12 wins 2 years ago, and now we're at wherever we were this past year. Okay, I'm interested now. We got Curbelo. Mm-hmm. Chin's now at Kentucky. He walks in. Hey, Ty, I'm from Kentucky. Want to recruit you there? Kentucky? All right, cool.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it is true.
That's just the way people look at Kentucky.
Yep. And there's no doubt about it. Even though Kentucky.
Yeah, the underliner.
They won nine games.
This past year, we won nine games.
Yeah, exactly. But that's certainly the outlier with Kentucky. All right, so we're all going to be bummed this weekend with this news. Let me ask you this, Trevor. And you're more of my guy on this one. If I told you that this weekend you're going to lose Orlando Antigua and Chen Coleman, but that E.J. Liddell is going to announce that he's transferring to Illinois for basketball, is it a fair trade? I'm being serious. In your mind, would you be like, okay?
No.
Okay.
Just because he's probably here at, what, a year?
I'll take it.
I know. I'm just saying, like.
Of course, then I would want to know that Kofi's back, too. Do you think if Kofi gets what he wants to hear out of the NBA guys, he's gone, right? And I don't blame him at all. Do you think if E.J. Liddell transferred here and Kofi didn't exactly get everything he wanted to hear from the NBA guys, do you think that would excite him to come back and play with a guy like E.J.?
I would think. Those guys might be hanging out together, playing either against each other or with each other in a combine setting.
Oh, that's true.
They both could get invited to the NBA combine.
It's a good
point. In terms of a 1 year, if the news came out that EJ was coming to Illinois, Illini fans would be like, you know, we lost those guys.
Yeah.
I'm in. Next year is going to be freaking awesome.
I totally agree.
And have the potential to get Kofi back. Now, it remains to be seen what O leaving means for the odds on Kofi coming back or not. Me personally, I would be a little skeptical. I would not agree with the person who says, I don't think it matters at all.
Oh, I agree with you. Plus, he's losing Georgie. I mean, that's his buddy.
True.
In other words, Georgie wouldn't make the difference, but in a way, it'd be like, okay, hold on now. Orlando's gone, and my guy Georgie's gone.
Yes.
It's like,
At the same time, he can't. I mean, he could, because a lot of examples have been out there of guys who force the issue and leave too early. But with Kofi, it's like, if he's not going to work in the NBA, it's probably because just the way the style of his game is versus the NBA.
Amen.
How much more is Kofi going to come back next year and shoot 35% from three and shoot enough of a sample size? Be like, oh, look at this guy.
No.
Or defend.
No, he's not going to be stopping threes.
Switching ball screens and doing Nana Egwu. Like, he's on a guard. Look at that footwork.
No.
That's probably not going to happen. But from Illinois' perspective, similar to Io last year, you got to let Kofi go.
Yep.
You got to let him get the feedback. You got to let the NBA be the one to tell him you need to go back.
Exactly.
And at that point, then you start the conversation and trying to make it all work and make sense and make your pitch at that point. Io gave Brad a lot of credit, and we're pivoting here because, well, we got to pivot and Illinois basketball has to move on and go forward.
Exactly.
Io gave Brad a lot of credit in Illinois for not pressing him too much, not trying to put stuff in his head while he was going through that. And ultimately, the NBA said, this is probably where you're going to be picked, and we think you can jump up considerably by going back. I think Kofi could get some of that similar feedback, and then there would be the potential to go back to Illinois. But from his perspective, O has gotten so much out of him.
Yeah.
And if he's not there, just that connection and also just the ability to develop under him could affect Illinois. And would he transfer to Kentucky?
Well,
it would be the ultimate.
It'd
be another one to the groin. Like,
but I will say this, if he did, it's a professional move on his part. He's doing it not because he doesn't like Illinois. He's doing it because Orlando Antigua has made him into the player thus far that he is. And again, if you want to compare, Omar Payne was one spot ahead of Kofi coming into high school or into college. Omar Payne has averaged 3 points a game. Kofi was an All-American. Now, whether Kofi would have been an All-American if Lonte was coaching him and Omar Payne would have still averaged three a game if Orlando Antigua was coaching him, yeah, there's that chance. But certainly Omar Payne is like, this I know. This is a fact. Kofi went from here to here, and that's why I'm here to develop under him, and now he is gone. And if you're Kofi, maybe you think to yourself, well, who's the big man coach right now at Illinois? Right now, there'd be nobody until a hire is made or a couple of hires. Speaking of that, we got to get to that real quick.
Is it also fair, though, that at a certain point as a fan, I say, what the hell is Brad Underwood's role if every single player that was recruited by an assistant is just like, well, I got to follow him? Like, if every single guy Orlando or Chin recruited leaves.
That's true.
What, I mean, has Underwood made zero impact on them whatsoever? Like, are they that tied to the hip only with the coach that recruited them and not with the head coach of the program?
I think the easy answer to that is no. I think Brad Underwood's done enough. Does Brad Underwood have John Calipari cachet? Not even close. And I think that's where
I'm just saying, if there's a mass exodus and the reason is, well, the guys that Orlando recruited want to go with Orlando, like,
I mean, with you.
Okay, but he's not the head coach of the program that they were in,
That's
right?
a good point.
Yeah, and you did say if.
Yeah.
Because we're not saying that's going to be the case, and that will be a question if that is what then ensues.
Mm-hmm.
What I've heard so far is encouraging as far as what Illinois would be able to do to keep those guys. Of course, you hear certain things, and then obviously
it could change.
It can change. But at this point in time, there's been encouraging things said, not only as far as Orlando's perspective is, hey, I'm not coming in and trying to say, hey, Curbelo, let's go. The bus is leaving.
Exactly.
He's not going to do that.
Right, right.
I
think professionally Antigua would not do that.
Right. He wants Illinois to be in a good spot going forward. And Brad does have, like you said, it's very obvious that he has a good relationship with Curbelo.
Yep, and Brad has loved him since day one.
Absolutely.
Like we all have.
Yes, and the opportunity, even if O is gone, the opportunity at the five for Omar Payne is still very much an intriguing thing to get excited about for him.
And don't think that Andre Curbelo didn't make Kofi look pretty good this year, too.
Exactly.
How many times did that happen?
Exactly.
All right, I am telling you right now, you're not going to get a paycheck this week unless you give me one or two assistant coaching names that would come in and replace Orlando Antigua and Chin Coleman if they do go to Kentucky. Who would we look at in that area? Because I promised the masses we would talk about that before we get to our mock draft. Trevor Valise on the clock with San Francisco.
A hot name right now is Mike Menenga.
Okay.
From Rantoul, is now at Oregon. He's been there for the last handful of years. He's really had a lot of success recruiting Canada in particular. Dylan Brooks is the name he's able to pull in. And
Lon's foaming at the mouth as you say that.
There's a handful of like top 50 caliber guys they've gotten from Canada. So ties to the area. His wife went to Illinois.
Okay.
And there would be an opportunity to throw a lot of money his way. He has a nice setup at Oregon. Like Oregon with the Nike brand and their success is a good spot to be at with Dana Altman. They've had a nice run of success there.
No doubt.
But there are some natural reasons for Illinois to not only want him, but to have a potential to try to lure him back here. Roger Powell's going to be a name that comes up with anybody that you talk to as far as who you'd want. There's just some doubts about him ultimately leaving there.
Okay.
And the motivation for him, I mean, clearly
he's in a pretty good spot.
yeah, absolutely. Clearly, he loves Illinois.
Yeah. Oh.
From his playing days.
No doubt.
But he's probably a year or two away. I think some people I've talked to in the coaching profession think he's a year or two away from probably getting a head job.
Okay.
And they were just undefeated until the championship game.
Right.
And they're getting Chet Holmgren.
Exactly.
That would be kind of a tough sell, I think, from Illinois' standpoint. Okay.
And again, that doesn't mean Roger doesn't love Illinois.
True. Another name heard recently, Will Bailey, is from Chicago. He coached at SLU for a handful of years. Now he's on Frank Martin's staff at South Carolina.
Ooh.
You imagine that one of these guys, O's leaving. If Chin were to leave, you're probably going to want someone with ties definitely to the state, but certainly probably to Chicago.
Totally agree.
Will Bailey would be one of those in that mix as someone that is familiar and from Chicago. It's a very territorial recruiting spot where
it is.
having inroads and knowing people and knowing how that scene works is very important.
Mm.
And I think that would make sense to look at a guy like that. There are others. D is going to come up as far as a wish list. I don't know. Number one, his tenure here when he was on Gross's staff didn't end great.
Yeah, the stock fell.
Yeah, it didn't end all too well. And I don't know how much has been smoothed over since then. And then also, he's still pretty green in the profession.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'd like to know. I'm being honest. I'd love to have D Brown. And 10 years ago, I would have paid anything to get D Brown. But the point is, I sit here and I think to myself, what exactly has he? That doesn't mean he hasn't done anything, but what has he pulled in at UIC, and how are his connections in Chicago? Stuff like that. I think that would be.
I think at some point, I mean, his personality and his love for Illinois in particular, he could be a dynamite recruiter.
I do too.
Ultimately, I just don't know that this is the right time. I'm not sure.
Okay. And, you know, Rantoul's got that brand-new beautiful complex, baseball complex and softball complex. So that might be, Mike might be saying, you know what, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time to move back.
Shout out to Jim with the pronunciation. See, there's that.
Is it Meninga?
Yeah.
He says, like, Menega.
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 Okay.
There's an extra N in there.
I've seen that name so many times, and I've never heard it pronounced.
Yeah.
Menega. Okay.
Menega.
Mena, Georgia. Oh, G-A. Sorry, I got confused. Menega. All right. Trevor, you're on the clock.
I'm ready.
Are you ready to go? I feel bad that we're like literally walking away from the biggest subject ever just to have fun for a segment. It's an annual
tradition. Oh, and Lon's going to call Nick Irvin and see what he thinks.
Yeah, my buddy. We're going to compare our Gilligan's Island latest episodes and then say, hey, oh, by the way, before you go, any thoughts on the Illinois coaching job? Why not, right? All right, when we come back, Trevor's on the clock with the Niners. Our mock draft, not our, it's our. Any kid out there listening right now, it's not our. It's our mock draft. Get it right, Lon. It is the drive.
Illini Link is the University of Illinois Alumni Association's new professional networking and flash mentorship platform. Join the Illinois alumni community at illinilink.illinois.edu. Network with other alumni in your industry. Mentor students or other alumni in a short-term or long-term format, depending on your availability. Find a mentor for yourself. Join the Illini Link community today at illinilink.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampagne.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company's looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913.
Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Lennox system dealer. With a BBB A-plus rating and accreditation, you can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any maker model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team are the reigning Big Ten tournament champions. Stop by Game Day Spirit to pick up your championship merchandise. They have the official locker room tees and hats, as well as other t-shirts and hoodies. Items like pennants, koozies, lanyards, and more are also available. These items will go fast, so make sure you get your Big Ten tournament championship gear now at Game Day Spirit, located at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign and 6th and Green in Campustown, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story.
What are you getting, Mom, for Mother's Day? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Springfield area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 8103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Are you ready to feel the difference with Mattex heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical? Mattex is the top-rated, most trusted, and most trained residential and commercial service provider in Central Illinois. For nearly 30 years, thousands of customers have made Mattex their top choice for their HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With locations in Champaign, Monticello, and Mattoon, Mattex will provide the 24/7 emergency service or installation you need. Visit MattexService.com to book your appointment today. Mattex, feel the difference.
Salon 105 in Muhammad is the premier upscale hair salon in the area. If you've got someone in your life who's looking for a fresh style, send them over to one of the amazing stylists at Salon 105. But don't take my word for it. Here's owner Kelsey Briggs.
You should send your wife or your girlfriend or just a friend in. Let them know you're thinking about them. Send them in here. We'll make them feel real good. Get your hair done. Try a new look, a new style. Feel fresh. We can do that for you.
Check them out online for details. Salon-105.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Really loud. I assume that was a Hans D thing. Hey, this segment brought to you by Rector Construction. Give Rector Construction a call. Give him a text. 217-281-7000. 217-281-7000. Visit them online, rectorconstruction.com. Roof, anything. I mean, they do construction. They know what they're doing. Give them a call. All right, it's time, boys. It is... It's not on here. Trevor, I thought the NFL was on here. That's my fault.
Yeah, it is.
It is? What is it located under?
Like NFL music?
Yeah, there's CBA or CBB, NBA, NCAA, MLB 1 and 2.
There's no F-ball?
Well, there's an F-ball. Is that the is that my NFL with Ahmad? Or no. Maybe that is on there. I just don't know which one.
There's four F-balls.
Yeah. And the chances of me, you know, hitting that are about as good as the Bears getting a quarterback in the first round that you're going to like, that's terrible. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that. All right, Trevor Valise, the NFL draft is tonight. We are assuming that Trevor Lawrence goes number one to Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. And we're assuming that the Jets are selecting Zach Wilson from BYU number two. So now, Trevor, you are on the clock with the third pick. Do you want music with this? Or, okay, I'll do a little left ball as you get ready to announce.
That's weird. Definitely didn't mean to do that.
You know what that was? That was be something my kids would do. And as a dad, I'd come over there and be like, I'm going to smoke your, you know what? That was funny.
I constantly give you crap about technology, so I open myself up to that when I do that. Can you try another one?
Yeah, let me try the other.
I'm curious if all four of them are the same thing.
Okay. Hey! All right, here we go.
Okay. I'm tempted with the third pick to just take Kyle Pitts and throw everything off because everybody's saying just from a pure perspective.
And
of
if you
talent,
want, if you want to do a trade,
surefire Hall of Famer,
he is. If you want to do a trade,
here's the thing: I get the Rodgers stuff, but why would the team that just sold assets to get in the three spot then trade out of the three spot?
Well, because they didn't know Aaron Rodgers
I
was
know,
for sale.
But he's like 37, isn't he?
Can I ask you this honestly? And you got to take your Bears. How many more years do you think Aaron Rodgers will play at this level? Four? Three?
At least four.
I mean, I said today jokingly to Andrew, I'm like, give him Kyler Murray's on his way to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers. I would take 4 years of Aaron Rodgers over eight of Kyler Murray without knowing yet what Kyler Murray's going to be.
It's fair.
I'm on record.
In any case, I will not throw off the whole thing and take Kyle Pitts. I just think it would be funny. What's interesting is in the last 24 hours, this has flipped from Mac Jones being the favorite to now Trey Lance is the favorite.
Right.
When we did the prop bets, Mac Jones is like minus 150. Now that's Trey Lance's value.
Guys, Mac Jones may be a Chicago Bear if he doesn't go number three. That's a true story. I could see him falling to the Bears.
Well, he's going number three.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, the reports are that Shanahan wants Jones and he's the head coach, so... He's no Art Sikowski, but he's going number three to the Niners, Mac Jones.
Can we talk about that real quick?
So we this probably is, should mention it.
This is Art Sikowski, who was the Rutgers quarterback, now coming to Illinois. He's going to be on Illinois now. This is the dude that I said, like, it sounds like his family would have a pizza place somewhere in Jersey.
We've made a few statements about his play in the past.
He is quite literally the worst quarterback I have ever seen throw a football.
Somebody was actually deemed a quarterback, not some dude down at the park throwing with his kid.
He had a game where he threw five passes and all five of them were picks. Yeah. And he had like a negative quarterback rating grade.
I'm not very excited about Art Sikowski.
As a freshman, I think he had four touchdowns and 18 picks.
Wow.
2 years since then, he's spot duty.
Okay.
Had a game against Purdue last year that was decent. Doesn't excite me and actually concerns me a little bit about what the staff thinks about Isaiah.
That's a great point. That's for another day. That's a segment for another day. But there, we got it out. Art Sikowski.
Monte now on the clock.
Atlanta, I'm in love with the dude. I wish that my team could get this guy, but I'm going, of course, Kyle Pitts, tight end, Florida. I think he is going to be a stud for 10 years in the NFL. Give me Kyle Pitts.
Cha-ching. I just cashed in. I'm hoping that is the case. So here at five with the Bengals, logic says, I fully agree with you, Lon. Panay Sewell. I'm pronouncing that right, right? Mm-hmm. Correct?
Panay is what I've heard from 100 different people.
I'm thinking that's where they probably should go on paper, but Ja'Marr Chase is more of a sexy pick. And to reunite him with Joe Burrow.
Woo!
Give him another weapon with Tyler Boyd. Maybe they can figure out the offensive line some other avenue. I'm going Ja'Marr Chase from LSU.
Wow. Does that throw you off at all, Trevor?
Well, it begins the wide receiver run.
Yeah, it actually helps me maybe in one spot.
Because I'd like to reunite another tandem, and that's Tua.
Okay.
With Devontae Smith.
Wow.
Who was going six overall.
Not Waddle?
Nope.
Okay.
I personally like Smith better, but that's because he's flashy. If I was like a deep, nitty-gritty football guy, I'd probably like Waddle better. But as just a fan who's entertained by things that are freaky good, that's Devontae Smith.
I got so excited. I told Pipes when I got here, two mock drafts I read this morning had the Cardinals trading up with the Giants at 11 to get Devontae Smith. And I sat there and I'm like, okay, hold on a second. DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Smith, A.J. Green.
It's pretty exciting.
Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk, too.
Andy Isabella, just go five wide. Let's go. See who comes next. All right, so I've got the Detroit Lions. Detroit could use a wide receiver. My entire life, they've drafted wide receivers, and they've always been Detroit. I don't think if a guy like Penei Sewell is sitting there for the Lions at seven, you look past him. You have a chance to get a cornerstone tackle for 10 years in the NFL. Usually I pop my peas. I actually popped a T there. That was weird. I'll take Penei Sewell to the Detroit Lions at number seven.
Okay.
Hey, when you can protect Jared Goff on his little three-yard out routes, you got to do it.
Well, that's the other thing. I don't have faith that he's going to
that's fair.
Throw consistent passes to Jalen Waddle.
Now, this would be...
This is an interesting...
Here at eight with the Panthers, an opportune spot for them to probably trade down.
Yes, big time.
Unless they're sold on a quarterback, because while they do have Sam Darnold... There's got to be some kind of skepticism about whether he's going to work out there.
Yeah.
And it's a short deal, right? I think it's 2 years with him.
Oh, yeah.
And they just traded Bridgewater
for a six-round pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the upside here in Trey Lance.
Okay, I like
the Panthers.
This.
I like it.
Be kind of wild, but I could see it.
I can too.
So now we take the team that Bridgewater was traded to.
I think you've got the easiest pick in the world here.
The Denver Broncos. And I'm taking Justin Fields.
Yep.
Sorry.
No, that's...
And with that, the quarterbacks are gone.
We are ripping through this thing, aren't we? That leaves me with Dallas. And man, are there a lot of Dallas fans in the area. Including my buddy Corey Witt. Who, the last time we did this mock draft, I picked somebody for Dallas, and he got so mad. He texted me, and I'm like, come on, Corey. It has nothing to do with what's going to happen tonight. Dallas needs defense.
I'm thinking that side of the ball could use some improvement for Dallas, yeah.
They need defense bad. And there's one guy that I think I would take, but I'm seeing it in all of these drafts. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Patrick Surtain, the cornerback out of Alabama, although there's another cornerback that I hope drops to Arizona at 16. So the reason I'm doing this with Dallas is that my guy is still there at 16 if that happens.
Talking about J.C. Horn?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't tell you that. Nobody
you did not.
Said that.
That is unconfirmed. Unconfirmed reports here. We got the Giants. Speaking of which, we got the Cowboys and the Giants. That's guaranteed to be Sunday Night Football at least once next year.
And then the Eagles. Three
and then
straight
the Eagles.
Oh.
If Devontae Smith was still there, I'd be working my butt off on the phone with you right now to get up here and to get him.
I could see that. The Giants could use some help in probably a variety of places.
What's the last time they were good? It hadn't been that long, has it?
Last year they were good.
Oh, that's right. They had a pretty good year. Wait, no. They were in the NFC East. There's nobody in the NFC East.
They went 7-9, right?
Yeah. The Redskins got a lot of young guys.
It's been a while since Eli Manning went into Lambeau and beat Rodgers in the game.
Two Super Bowl
Tom
titles.
Tom Coughlin having Vaseline all over his face.
My buddy TC, if you would have bet $1,000 years ago that Eli Manning would win more Super Bowls than Peyton, what would you cash in on $1,000? A million?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Antigua money?
Right. Exactly. Hope you had a great vacation, Orlando.
All right. Here with the Giants, I'm going to go to defense. I'm going to say now this guy is
taking my guy.
Really good looking prospect here.
Okay.
Micah Parsons.
Ah, yeah.
Just an athletic blitzing linebacker that just makes plays all over the field from Penn State.
And of course, at Penn State, they have the most just normal jerseys, but it looks so cool. And they always have a guy like Micah Parsons. Who was the – was it LeVar Arrington that, like, literally jumped over the line of scrimmage that one time and made a tackle? He was so good.
Sounds right. I know he was there. He was awesome.
He was so good.
Penn State has swaggy players.
They do.
Like Saquon.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson, right? He was Penn State. They just, like, I don't know, all their skill position players seem really – bad, you know what?
It's a good call.
Like, I don't know. It's just
KJ Hamler was one of those who won the draft last year.
Dude, if you guys get a chance to go back and look at some LeVar Arrington in college highlights, oh my gosh. It's almost like Jadanian Clowney. Is that his name? Clowney?
Jadavian Clowney.
Jadavian, I'm sorry. Has he had a good NFL career? I can tell you this from
not
what
for
everybody
a number
expected.
One overall pick.
Right.
It's just because he decapitated that guy the one time on the hit. That's
literally
the reason why he went first overall.
How much was that hit worth?
Was that Denard?
Yes.
Oh, that's
Jeff
right.
Denard Robinson?
Against Michigan in the perennial South Carolina or Tennessee plays Michigan Outback Bowl, which feels like it's happened 12 straight years. Or Florida.
For about 5 or 6 years, I used to go to the country club, Tri-City, down in Villa Grove on New Year's Day, and we'd golf. We'd always come in about the time. I mean, sometimes it's colder, and you know what? But sometimes you get a decent day. It would always mean me coming in at halftime of the Outback Bowl, and it was Michigan versus whatever, Tennessee, or that's crazy. I almost spit up my water right there when you said that. That was
well for
done.
The Bloomin' Onion, not
exactly.
The shrimp.
Okay, the music ended, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Trevor's on the clock with the Eagles. I've got the Chargers. You, Derek, have the Vikings. We'll do it all next. It's The Drive.
Spring has sprung, and that means grass stains are back. Maybe you're in the yard getting landscaping done, or you're a high schooler is playing spring football. Either way, you need a washing machine to get the mud and grass stains out of your clothes. Only one place to go, and that's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Whether you want a top load or a front load pair, Dick Van Dyke has washers and dryers in stock and ready to deliver. Stop in at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on North Neal, or visit online at appliance-world.com. Now serving Effingham, Mattoon, and Charleston, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World voted your number one choice for appliance selection, sales, and service. Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is running specials for a new year that obliterate big box store prices. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
The vaccine rollout in Champaign-Urbana continues. Campus Town Urgent Care has a new supply of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, and they're available to anyone over the age of 16. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment. That's campustownurgentcare.com. Dr. Tom Plura and his team will take care of you in an organized and timely manner. If you're interested in getting the vaccine, anyone over 16 is now eligible. Campus Town Urgent Care is located at 631 East Green at the corner of Green and Wright in Champaign. Visit campustownurgentcare.com to book your appointment today. Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. How about investing in our children and their future? A future that depends on the foundation built from a child's earliest experiences. Learn more about how you can help provide quality early learning for children living in under-resourced communities at startearly.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Can you do that? With your tongue? That's not bad. Trevor? We are some talented kids.
Whenever I see Zach Wilson, I think Jimmy Clausen.
I got to look at him again. I didn't see him. Wait, who's Jimmy Clausen? Notre Dame?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's better than Jimmy Clausen. Yeah.
I have another comp for you guys that I can't tell you until we're off the air.
Oh. Does he look like me?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I think I look like... I've always had people say Brad Pitt, and I'm like, I don't have dark hair.
But that's the only thing.
That's it. I mean, really, that's it.
So, we had people say you look like Luke Goody. So I never got that one.
I didn't either. It is weird sometimes because I'm not Luke's good-looking kid, don't get me wrong, but... There are times where somebody will say, you look like this guy. And you're like, wow, that is a really bad insult. Like, you just literally could have just punched me in the face and I'd have felt better about myself. Or sometimes they'll say, you remind me of whatever. I'm like, really? Sweet. All right, Trevor, you're on the clock with the Philadelphia Eagles. Harry Black is online, too.
Eagles need everything. I can't let Waddle drop this far.
Okay.
So I will take Jalen Waddle.
Waddle, 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 waddle. Wasn't that a song?
Okay.
Wobble.
Wobble. I think I heard that one time, and I was like, okay, I'm probably out too late. Wobble, wobble, wobble. The kids were starting to dance. I'm like, yep, time for you to go home. All right, I got the Chargers, which is probably the most boring pick out of the top 13.
Yeah, but they got Herbert, Eckler.
I know.
They're an interesting team.
They need offensive line to protect Herbert. And I'm going to go to with the young man out of USC. I think he's a stud tackle. I think he's second this behind Penei Sewell. No, do you know the only reason I know this kid? Because remember, I watched a lot of Arizona State football.
Okay, all right.
So I actually watched probably more Pac-12 than I did, not as much as the Big Ten. But you're right. I mean, to your point, I don't even know how to say his name. I'll take Vera Tucker, offensive tackle, USC, to the Chargers.
All righty then. I have the pleasure, I should say, of having the Minnesota Vikings here at 14. And I'd like to do them a favor.
Okay.
I don't want to be too mean here. But if if Nate Hobbs wouldn't mind going to Minnesota and taking the Lovie Smith scheme so that Darnell Mooney and Allen Robbins can do some damage.
Even a
We're going to need the help.
Even a Bears quarterback could fit one in on that.
Andy Dalton. All right.
That's terrible.
That was mean. I was just kidding.
We hope Nate Hobbs has a long and successful NFL career. Mm-hmm. He was just horrible last year. For what
you
I
said,
expected.
I mean, that's honest and frank that he was pretty bad last year.
For what I expected out of him. Now, I don't know if he, like we talked about real quick, I don't know if I would have loved for him to come back and be all Big Ten under Ryan Walters' defense.
Yep.
Just to really say, all right, Lovie, you're kind of known for defense. But I don't know. Nate Hobbs was not good last year.
He was not. I'm going to go with a different guy from the Big Ten. I hope I'm saying his name right.
Okay.
Quiddy Pay from Michigan.
I like that.
Edge rusher. Apparently, he's got a sub-6, 5-second three cone. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
That's pretty good for a sub-3 cone.
I guess it means he can move.
Okay.
By the way, I like the over. I think his is 16.5 on where he gets drafted. Or is that under?
If it's before, it's under.
Okay. So I like the under.
But if you like the over, that's fine.
I like the under on Quiddy Pay 16.5 to where he gets drafted.
I like that. You're going to have to remind me that after the show. We got to go quicker.
Patriots, I don't know. I'll just take Rashawn Slater. He's the best available on the board, the Northwestern offensive lineman.
Okay. I wanted Devontae Smith for my Arizona Cardinals. He's not there, so I'll take the other guy that I want, J.C. Horn. Cornerback, I will take J.C. Horn.
You got your guy.
All day, I'll take that dude. South Carolina cornerback. He's really athletic and really talented. Boom.
So that means I have 20 for the Bears.
You got it.
The last pick of our mock draft, the Bears select. Yeah, he's already been picked, but Justin Fields from Ohio State to the Bears.
All right. That's fair. Now you got to pick somebody.
We'll settle for Rashad Bateman.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Get your wide receiver of the future. Or is he just kind of a decent wide receiver?
Pretty darn good wide receiver.
Okay. I mean, he definitely burned someone else who was distracted by the Vikings.
Good point. Got to thank Marty Simmons, Eastern Illinois head basketball coach. Here's a look at our draft again. We got the Niners going with Mac Jones, Atlanta with Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase to Cincinnati, Devontae Smith to Miami, Penei Sewell drops to the Lions, and they're excited. Trey Lance to Carolina, Justin Fields to Denver, Patrick Surtain to the Cowboys, Micah Parsons, Giants, Jalen Waddle, Eagles, Vera Tucker, Chargers, Quiddy Payne, Vikings. Who'd you take? Slater?
Yep.
From Northwestern to the Patriots. I took J.C. Horn on the Cardinals, and Rashad Bateman went to the Bears.
/ Justin Fields.
That's right. You get both. You get both at 20. That'd be great. You guys are getting Mac Jones tonight, by the way. You're getting Mac Jones.
Okay.
All right. We got to go. We're running late. Thanks, everybody.
No show tomorrow next week.
That's right. We don't have a show tomorrow. So we will analyze how we did on Monday. And by then, there'll be all sorts of Illinois news. I have a funny feeling. Maybe not, actually.
Probably so.
Okay. If Derek says probably so, then I'm guessing.
There'll be plenty to talk about.
Okay. I
guarantee that.
That's perfect. I got 5 seconds left on my song. I'm going to let it count down. We're out. It's the drive.